One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Toledo, Ohio. The Live and Alive tour is headed your way. I'll be there Friday, April 26th and Saturday, April 27th at the Funny Bone. Los Angeles. Sunday, May 12th, I'll be at the Bourbon Room for my show during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. Let's sell this thing out. Miami, Florida. I'm bringing the Live and Alive tour your way. I'll be at the Miami Improv Friday, June 7th and Saturday, June 8th. Get your tickets now. All tickets are available at RyanSickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to The Way Back. I'm Ryan Sickler, RyanSickler.com, and Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Look, man, I'm very excited about this show here. Very excited to have our guest on today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Talent.
Hello, everyone. It's an honor to be back on this storied program. Such a long history to this thing.
Thank you for being here.
Hey, man. You know, when I was a boy and I started in stand-up, I said, I cannot wait to be on The Way Back with
you. Believe it?
Yeah.
Look, did you ever have... So this whole show, obviously, is about sitting in the back of that station wagon, facing out the back,
yes.
Some old times, nostalgia. Did you ever have... Well, let me ask you this. What was your favorite, like, family car? Did you have one that you actually loved?
I loved my grandfather's pickup trucks.
What kind were they?
I don't know. Just, like, old
Fords. Was he
ever
loyal to Ford? So
he was a Ford guy. Yeah,
Ford.
I think so. And we just... He'd pick us up. We'd pile in the back of there.
You ride in the back of the bed.
Oh, of course. Yeah. What's the point of going to grandpa's house unless it's an act of death wish? No, my dad had a bunch of Volkswagens that had like the upholstery that was probably asbestos. Mm-hmm. And like if you were to get in some kind of fender bender, you would just burst into flames and melt. And I never really cared too much for those. We had Pathfinders. My mom made a hardline Pathfinder move right around when I was 10 or 12.
That's a good Nissan.
And every now and then they would smoke like, they'd smell like cigarettes in there. And you'd be like, but no one smokes. And then you grow up.
You find out they all smoke.
Daddy might have had a Marlboro for 35 years, you know? All of a sudden he's on vacation and he's like, hey, what are those, American Spirit Blues? And he just knows how to roll it out right away. And you're like, oh, okay, Dad. Very good.
We were talking about your dad before, and you've done the Honeydew.
On that bad podcast.
Where you talked about your dad.
The rival program here.
Yeah. Our sister show.
Yes.
You mentioned that your dad was a coach for you growing up for sports and stuff.
Uh-huh.
What was that like?
It was the best. He was the head football coach from third grade until middle school, until seventh grade. And the first year, we won zero games, and then we never lost a game for the last 3 years.
For real?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We dominated. And did it help that his son was 5'10 and 220 pounds in fifth grade? Sure. Did they have to make special rules to negate my impact?
That's my size, 15 pounds heavier in fifth grade.
Yeah, it was huge, dude.
Damn.
They made a rule that you couldn't line up directly over the center if you were a nose guard, because I would just physically move the center into the quarterback. I would have like 25 sacks in a game.
They made rules around you.
Yes, they did.
That's how you knew you were a dominant player.
That's how I knew I had childhood obesity. That's how I knew that I... That's how I knew that my joints were going to hurt as an older boy.
That was surefire arthritis.
Oh, dude.
Back on those peewee ball fields.
Yeah,
for
but
real.
But I was like, I'm the best to ever play the game. And then you, you know, I grew up in, if I can be candid, I grew up in like an all white. And then you go to middle school and you're playing, you know, Denver. And they had some fellas that could do things I'd never seen happen. And I realized I was just a wad. I was effectively just like a beanbag chair that sat in the middle of the field.
I remember seeing like when we play like the black kids, and we were always all white athletes and stuff. And then I'm like, this guy's flipping into warm-ups.
Yeah.
I've never even seen anybody flip. This guy's flipping in the warm-up.
And also, I remember one kid had a visor that was tinted, and I was just automatically terrified. He was the D-end, I was the tackle, and I was like, this is going to be the longest day ever. And indeed it was.
So was your dad, was he harder on you because he was your coach or anything like that? Or what?
No, he was beloved by all. My dad just did contact. We were full contact practice all the time. Oklahoma drills. All my friends that I grew up playing football with, he'd be like, remember when your dad would step on our stomachs? We would do leg lifts, and then he would walk on our stomachs. So, yeah, all the other teams were, like, running these, like, very complex schemes, and we had Jesse Kendig left, Jesse Kendig right, Clay Rader up the middle, and we just would put up, like, 49 points on everybody.
We used to have coaches, like, I think I'm 50, so I got you by plenty of years.
Sure, and,
like, my little league
28
coach,
years.
His name was Al, and I look back at it now, he's probably 27, 28, maybe 25, you know, jeans, tight athletic shirt, ball cap, tinted glasses, but they were the transition, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And always smoking a cigarette. And
really,
I mean,
on the sideline?
Not only on the sideline, at practice and the dugout, like, and always reaching around you to show you how to bunt with this cigarette burn. And I always talk about, he's like, why aren't you doing this? I'm like, because I can't fucking see, dude. You're burning the shit out of my eyes.
I've got
eyes,
Salem in my ear.
Salem, yeah.
Dude, I had a coach named Dan Peters who coached my baseball from kindergarten all the way through eighth grade. And we were like, damn, Dan Peters is the man. And then we found out that Dan Peters, his beautiful wife, her brother grew some of the best pot in Northern California, and he had an abundance of it. So we were like, man, Dan was so funny and chill. And then you grow up and you like, you know, you're with his son and you're digging through his top drawer and you just find the first ounce you've ever seen. You're like, oh, this explains his patience for me when I couldn't hit switch, you know, when I couldn't dig the curveball out. This is why he would just be out there all night long because, you know, what was he going to do? Go home and listen to Fish? Would steal signs. That was my thing. When I was playing baseball, I was so bad at baseball. I was a big kid, but I couldn't power hit. So they would just like put me in left field. And I remember like watching and stealing the signs for like stealing bases or whatever. And I would just yell out like, he's going to steal. And the coaches, they would have these meetings like at the mound. They'd be like, Sam's out there stealing signs. He's 12 years old. What are you teaching these kids, Dan? And I remember Dan, this is how I learned the word. He said, he's precocious. He's like, I'm not going to stop him from doing that. He's an asset.
Yeah.
He's not helping in any way. He's not running down long fly balls. Look
Who
at him
was
out there.
Like, did you have any like local athlete that was just like the stud? Like that guy's the one.
No, but I do remember every cool fat kid growing up. Wyatt Mays, he was a tank.
He was.
Oh, man. Yeah, Wyatt Mays would show up and he'd have a big lipper in on his bicycle.
When How old?
He lived down the street from my grandpa, so I saw Wyatt. He was probably 14 in this memory.
On his bicycle.
Yes. And he just pulled up, and I remember he had a girlfriend, and I was like, Wyatt's cool. And then I got to high school, and I was at a party, and Wyatt was probably like 20, and he was at this high school party, and he had a girl sitting on his lap who was my age, and I was like, he's the best. And then you think back, and you're like, oh, what was he doing to her? Yeah. What? Oh, no, he wasn't the man.
Yeah, at all.
No, dude.
No.
But I mean, I was a stud when it came to football. But.
What was your, give me like best game or best day or best moment that you still think about?
Well, I can quantify it in that
best
my
hit.
Senior year, our running back on the varsity team, he set the freshman rushing record for the entire state.
Damn.
Yeah, so he put up just
and you were blocking for him?
Yes. I remember once my coach had a bounty on pancake blocks. You're familiar with a pancake block when he put someone on their back? And he was like, Anytime I see a pancake out there, you're going to get a sticker. And then if you get four pancakes, you don't have to run on Thursdays before games. And I remember one time yelling over to my coach, and I was laying on top of three boys at once. I was like, "Coach, this has got to be good for one practice off." And he just laughed really hard. But he didn't. He counted it all as one pancake.
No, come on. That's three, yeah. Bro.
Coach
no
Klein,
what,
I'll never forget
three,
you.
That's three.
And his name was Chris Klein, and Coach Klein was from Waterboy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
so right. Yeah. So my God, did we rain hell upon him with, yeah, Coach Klein. Coach Barrett was my offensive line coach in high school, and I remember this kid broke his femur in the snow hitting the sled, and Barrett was like, "Walk it off, Jaggers," and the kid was screaming and crying in front of a bunch of young men. You don't scream and cry unless you're in a lot of, yeah, pain as a young man. And I remember Coach Barrett going over and just dragging him like 20 feet across the snow to remove him from the sled and then carrying on. And then lo and behold, broken femur.
Femur.
Which is like the strongest bone, yeah, in your body. Yeah. He did the heart punch a lot. This kid, Billy Johnson, got hurt.
What's that?
Well, he would just be like, you'd be like, like your wind's knocked out of you. And Barrett would be like, "Stand back. I got this." And he went over and he just took his fist,
what,
and pounded a child, nah, right on the sternum. Yes. Coach Barrett,
you're not supposed,
swear,
to do that.
No, you're not. No.
I don't mean hit the kid. I mean, that is not the solution.
No, no.
For that problem.
No, no,
at
no.
All.
That's not a solution to anything.
He said, "I got
He's
this."
He's like, "Out of the way." And Billy Johnson was like the scout team quarterback. You know, 5'5", maybe 110 pounds, and Barrett's big hand just right on his chest.
Hilarious,
dude.
Yeah.
Coach Barrett gave me and my buddy David pornos for our senior graduation.
The coach?
Yeah.
Were you 18?
Yeah, we were 18.
That's,
yeah,
fucking weird.
He gave us his favorite porno tape.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify could do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point of sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/wayback, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/wayback to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/wayback. NBA fans, listen up. You have got to try Pick 6. It's the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. It uses individual player stats and asks fantasy players to basically answer a more or less question when you're making your picks. So, for example, will a player have more than 2 rebounds or will a player have less than 4.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code SICKLER and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code SICKLER. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Wait, yeah. It was a hand-me-down?
It was a VHS tape.
That's disgusting.
In 2005, he gave us a tape. Yeah.
It's got cum all over that.
Oh, yeah, it was glazed. Oh, it was terrible.
Sick,
yeah, it was like, yeah.
What was it? Do you remember?
I can't remember the name of it, but there was a really cool two girls, one guy scene.
Oh my God.
I remember me and David watched it like kind of like, oh, this is crazy. We were watching a porno tape our coach gave us. And then like when that scene came on, we were both immediately very quiet and serious.
Yeah, like,
okay, hold on. So what's the move here?
Do you remember how he like gave it to you? Like how he presented it to you?
So he gave us that for graduation.
Like, this one goes the most improved. It's my two girls, one guy video right here. Same talent. That's it, hey! Yeah. 9 pancakes this year,
well,
man.
Well, we had a big team dinner for the offensive linemen, and I remember him asking me and David, because he liked us, and we were funny, and he's like, hey, Sam and David, you guys like blowjobs.
we were
fat boys. You know, I never had touched my penis at this point. And me and David being like, of course, coach, all the fellas love blowjobs. And he's like, y'all got to go to Tijuana. $5 a blowjob.
He's telling you this?
Yeah, like over the table coach, while the other offensive linemen are there.
How old do you think, looking back, how old do you think he was at the time?
I'd put him at 35, probably.
That's your age.
He had a bunch of money because he owned an excavation company. And he would just like dig trenches. And then he would come with just a giant horseshoe of dip and ask if we like blowjobs.
You could never.
He thought he invented sharding.
He what?
He thought he invented sharding.
What do you mean?
So there was a kid named Evan, and he sharded on the field. And I remember he had to come out of the game, and coach was like, why'd you pull him out? And it's like, well, he sharded. And coach was like, what's that? And it's like, well, he farted and he shit his pants. And coach was like, there's a name for that? I do it all the time. He thought he was on the cutting edge. Yeah.
So he had been doing it all the time, but he didn't know it had been coined.
He didn't know it was a thing. He didn't know it was a cultural phenomenon he was a part of. Yeah. I do that all the time. And then then he just wouldn't quit talking about sharding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it was a curse that he carried alone forever. Yeah, Barrett was the man.
These are the men leading us into the future, these guys. Yeah.
Oh, the greatest. I wonder what the hell happened to him. I hopefully he's got I remember his whole thing. He played football at Colorado State University, and he kept telling us, like, and you know, the softball team, they said they were lesbians. I'll be the judge of that. Because when I was at CSU, those girls said they didn't want to play ball. And then they got a big bat in their hands and they wanted to play ball. And I'm like 17, like, please stop.
Yeah. How about do you have any childhood fears?
Yes, I had an abundance.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
Clowns and heights.
Why clowns?
Because when I was a wee boy, remember the first It came out starring Timothy Curry?
Yeah.
And I had older cousins, Alita and Sarah Fernandez.
It's always the older cousins.
And dude, I never had older boy cousins, older girl cousins. They are sent from hell. They are here just to like incur just psychic trauma upon you. And I remember they made me watch It, and then they locked me in a chest, like a trunk.
No.
Yeah, they locked me in a trunk, and then they were stood outside, and they're like, Sam, do you want to get out? And I'd be like, more than anything. And they're like, Pennywise is out here. I'd be like, leave me in, leave me in.
Leave me in.
So I was in there for like 3 hours. Yeah. So clowns, man.
What do you got, Kirsten?
How did you cope with your fears as a child? You have any strategies or mechanisms?
How did I cope? Obviously, well,
did you
food
have any?
And soda pop. Yeah, just, oh, ginger ale's not bad for you. It's made of ginger.
Did you have any, like, forts or escape plans, or did you ever worry about anyone breaking in? Like, I had a friend of mine, Tammy, and she was like, I have this hole
things set up. I'm like, what? She's like, if someone breaks in, her bed was up against the wall. She would roll between her bed and the wall and go down under it. And she thought she could roll out of it and get out of there. I was like, you're going to get shot nine times.
She's going to log roll out.
Full 360 to walking. And hustle out of there. Yeah. Well, no, if he was coming in the room. You know, that's I was like, you're dying.
You had a good run, Tim. You know what was scary, dude, is when I read a lot as a kid, again, precocious. And I remember reading In Cold Blood, the Truman Capote true crime. And that house was in like the exact same, the in Cold Blood house was in Kansas, and it was looked exactly like the house I grew up in. And also it was very far removed from the rest of society, much like my house. And I used to have dreams all the time that me and my family were brutally murdered.
You would see that?
Oh, I would be there. I'd be tied up in the chair. I'd see my dad get the axe handle to the back of his head.
What?
Just like full scale annihilation.
How
dreams.
How often are you dreaming that?
Oh, dude, I had these dreams constantly. They were pervasive until I think I had one. I stayed at my mom and dad's house like 3 months ago, and I had one a couple days later, the same dream.
Dude,
and now I was an
haunted.
Adult.
There's something in there.
Oh dude, my house is so old. People were born in there, they died in there. The main part of my house was
in
built
Colorado?
In like 1890. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a schoolhouse, and there was like some kind of Spanish flu epidemic that wiped out all the kids in that house.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dude, it was bad.
Mm-hmm. Damn, you got spirits in there.
Oh, yeah. I don't really believe in
come on. The odds of that happening, and it's the same type of dream over and over. Then you leave and it doesn't happen. Then you come back and spend a night and it happens.
Yeah. No.
It's interesting.
I mean, it could also have been sense memory. I could have like smelt the sheets in the house, but. Maybe. Yeah, no, I do know that there was like a bevy.
Did you go to
people.
Therapy or anything for that? Did you talk to your mom about that?
No, I'm a man. What, are you crazy?
I'm just going to drink ginger ale.
I just smoke cigarettes in the kitchen with the lights off and put my hand over the burner. Mommy didn't like a crybaby, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
All right. What do we have over there, Kirsten? Let's get another one in there.
As looking back, do you see any connections between your childhood fears and your artistic or creative pursuit as an adult?
What a nice question. Mm-hmm. What a well-phrased question. No. No. That would involve some level of introspection. I do not look inward as much as I possibly can. I do think that growing up, I didn't have a lot of fears. Everyone was really nice to me, and I was coddled. I feared my mom and dad fighting, and that's how I got good at crowd work.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be like, Dad, what's going on with you? You know, and he's just like seething, and my mom's rocking slowly, you know, pouring another drink. Yeah, I think that's the only real ramifications of any kind of trauma or fear I suffered. I didn't want anyone to be mad.
I was always that way, too. I didn't want anybody to be mad, but boy, I would get mad. But I also think now, like, my dad used to make me, when we come home from school, it was get your homework done, get it done right, and then you can go out and play.
Yeah.
You're not doing anything until you get your responsibilities done. So I've carried that over into my life. All right, Kirsten, one more.
Sam, are there any specific activities or hobbies that you feel Crocs are well suited for?
That's a great one.
The airport, dude. The airport and the beach. Dude, Crocs, I came in here wearing the Crocs. I refused to wear them on camera because I didn't want a bunch of people thinking I was a Croc guy, even though they dominate my home footwear regimen, because I like to be shoeless at home.
Do you go, what's it called when you flip up the back? I forget.
I don't know. There's modes.
Sports mode.
Sports mode.
That's the dumbest
sports
thing.
Sports mode is, do you wear, them sports, or
you're
you flip them up and slide them in?
I put my bloated feet in and I say, God, I can't believe I took 80 steps today.
80.
I'm not doing anything sport mode related. Crocs are for the plus size guy who doesn't want to admit that things have gone too far. You know what I mean? He doesn't want to admit that things are out of control, that he's lost the battle. You know, if it's one piece of molded plastic because Velcro's too much, you really got to figure shit out. But I do like them at the airport because you don't have to worry about taking your sneakers off. I've tried to make my airport experience so streamlined, efficient, that yeah, Crocs are definitely a big part of that. My sister got them for me for Christmas because she said, "Well, David Bory has them, and Alex Creasy has them. These are two of the fattest men I know." And I was like, well, why am I lumped in with this?
Why am I giving up?
Yeah. Why, Sophie, I didn't throw the flag into the ring yet, you know? So anyway, they're really good for the beach, too, because I love the water. But sometimes you step on like a shell or something. Yeah. It cuts you up.
You ever accessorize those Crocs? You ever put a giblet in there?
No, that's asinine. And it, when I see adult men with shoe accessories.
Wait, you do see adult men with stuff in their Crocs?
Oh, yeah, dude.
I would do it if my daughter gave them to
sure.
me.
Sure. I would That's do why that. I have tattoos on my hand right yeah. now because my niece gave them to me. Yeah, but no, it's like, this is your personality. Cool plastic shoe guy.
Cool plastic.
This is what you're hanging your hat on now. What, because you couldn't find a bowler hat that fit? So now you got to be cool plastic shoe guy? No, I would never, ever. I mean, I'm upset that we're even talking about me wearing Crocs right now. I thought this was a safe space built on trust and mutual
podcast.
Respect, but no.
Other podcasts.
Yes. Yeah. This, I'm furious. Kazzy, what have you done?
Thank you, Kaz.
Yeah.
Thank you too, dude. Thanks for being here for this.
And, oh, dude. What
and
a
doing
hoot.
This episode
You're
with
so
us.
You're so good at this.
That's nice.
You let people talk, and then when I run out of steam, you're introspective and you do a great story about some lady faking a heart attack or whatever. I tuned out. But
I tuned out.
Yeah, no, you're so good at this, man.
Please plug and promote everything one more time.
Samtalent.com, TALLENT, has all my tour dates. I'll be in Europe. I'll be in Australia. I'll be all over the United States. Get tickets to those shows. And you can follow me at Sam Talent on Instagram and listen to my podcast, Chubby Behemoth, which I always forget to promote. And my co-host thinks that I'm doing it on purpose. Chubby Behemoth. That's right.
Does he wear Crocs as well?
No, he can't. He can't see his feet.
What's he wear?
He has a wheelchair.
He wears wheels.
Yeah. He's never been faster.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, I don't know. He wears like Vans, and it's like, dude, you're 300 pounds. Quit punishing the
you
ground
get
and your
van.
Feet.
Yeah. All right, guys. I am Ryan Sickler. Ryan Sickler on all your social media. RyanSickler.com. Get your ticket to see me on tour at RyanSickler.com. Talk to y'all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.